Okay, so let's continue. Bezus Hashem here in Siman Pei Zayin. So up to Siv Zayin, we had a lot of fun at Siv Vav, that's for sure, with Darama. And Siv Zayin, Kei Zayin Ches Tes. Even Yud and Yud Aleph is not the most practical of Seifim. As we had until now in Pei Zayin, but nonetheless we're going to learn them and see what the Mechaber writes here. Hamavashel Shlil, we're talking about which things are problematic because of Basa B'cholav. Should we have a Shlil and a Shilya? What's a Shlil? Hamavashel Shlil?
One of them is the placenta.
One of them is the placenta.
And the other one is
More than the placenta.
More than the placenta?
So it's interesting. So first of all, the shlil. The shlil is the fetus itself. And someone cooks, perhaps it was unborn, and perhaps it was such an early, very early stage. When someone cooked that with...
Doesn't have to be unborn?
Huh?
Doesn't it have to be? I'm trying to think it out.
Yeah.
If it came out of the cow before the cow died, then it's called yotzimin atami tami. No. If just a dead shlil came out, you can't. That would be yotzimin atami, wouldn't it?
You know
what I'm saying?
So what are you talking about? It's a yotzadafin?
No, it's a shlil. You kill the cow and you find it inside it.
A shlil. Yeah. An unborn calf.
It has to be unborn.
Mm-hmm. And then if you would cook that with cholav and vashel shlil becholav is chayiv. In other words, that the shlil, the calf itself, this embryo, this fetus itself, has the status of basar.
What would be the havamina that it wouldn't?
It's part of the cow. Well, we'll see, because there's a whole list of things now that are not. That even though they are part of the animal, you would call them pieces of a cow, it still would not be chayiv to cook them with cholov. V'cheinu eichlev, someone would eat the shlil also, that was cooked with meat, that was cooked with milk, it would be a problem of basar v'cholov. Aval amavashel shilya. So shilya, the way Rashi translates shilya, it's really the sack, the embryonic sack. No. He's a doctor, you know.
No, go ahead.
He's not the doctor that part of the body anymore. No, cases everything inside.
I got an A and OB.
So is it not the placenta?
No, it's the embryonic sac.
Yeah.
And the placenta, what comes out after the birth. It's attached to the sac, and
the umbilical cord is attached to.
That's right.
But it's all
the placenta is sort of the afterbirth, and this is the embryonic sac. But it's true. The reason why you get confused, because nowadays, probably in modern Hebrew, it's like that also. Shilya is the placenta. Yeah, but the we're talking about here is actually the embryonic sac.
But does this include the placenta or not? I mean, or is just we're talking about just the sac? We don't know.
I don't know.
What's the word for placenta?
Nowadays?
No.
Oh, in the times of Imara? I don't know.
That's not included the whole everything.
Maybe it's included all in Shilya.
It's not the placenta, because it's all encasing.
No.
You have the animal and the...
The placenta gets off, the sac closes the fetus, that's what Rashi's saying.
The placenta is just attached to the sac.
The wall of the womb.
Yeah.
It pulls off the wall of the womb.
This is good. Anatomy of the... of a calf. I mean, by human beings, it works this way too. So, Hamavashel Shilya. If somebody cooks this Shilya, the sack, or the hide, the gidim, any of the sinews, the veins, batzamais, the bones, vikri karnayim.
That's placenta.
No.
Yeah.
Where?
Here. Somebody even wrote it.
Ikre Karnayim?
Somebody wrote it in the wrong place.
That's a mistake.
Now you see how...
That's authoritative. Yeah.
Now you see how mistakes creep into it. Now you're just
like... Yeah. Like whoever wrote it.
No, what he was trying to do was write it underneath the word Shilya.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Even that's wrong.
And even that right. The Ikre Karnayim, it's where the bottom of the foot, we call the hoof, and with lafayim is the you have the hoof, which is has that thickness to it, and then the bottom of it is the lafayim. What do you call that?
Not the bottom of the horn.
No. And with Tlafayim Harakim, the soft Tlafayim, what would you call the bottom of the hoof pad? Yeah, that's a good name, the hoof pad. All these things are Pater V'china Oichlam, if they were cooked with milk and somebody ate it, is also Pater. Okay? So, one interesting thing here is the... Where is this here? Is atzamos. He's saying atzamos, bones, are not a problem to cook with milk. Why? Because we're saying that's not basar. And there's all of these things. The sack that held the fetus, or the hooves, or the skin, they're not basar. Right? Skin, hide, is not... it's basar if you would... if you don't have something, let's say, to stir your milk soup for shavuos, you don't have a ladle around, so you take your belt off, yeah, and you stir it around, and then you're looking at the side of the belt, and it says genuine crocodile leather, right? It comes from a crocodile, so why isn't that a problem with basar b'cholov?
Also, if you're cooking hooves, there is meat in them. That's what, unfortunately, for the guys here, that's what the chaw is made out of. Okay, I'm not sure what the difference is.
What, the hooves?
Right.
The what?
The word karen here means horn.
Karnayim is where it meets.
No, karnayim usually has horns, but that's, I don't think that's referring to here, is it?
It's where it meets the
yeah? It's the...
I thought it was the part that... It's not the horn itself, but it's the part that where the horn is growing out.
Right.
Where it grows out, the horn. Could be.
The horn mamish, it's hard not, but just like the plum, the actual bony part, not, but the hoof, you might think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, Sam, or is a piece of leather that came from an animal. It's not a problem if you would cook it up with basar. It's okay, for example, with your belt. That's right. That's right.
Is it not much leather? Or are you talking about skin? You rip the skin off of something and just cook it. You cook it. It has to be leather that you then use?
No, but I'm saying, what would be practical? We have a piece of skin. What are you putting a piece of skin into your cholov for?
I don't know why you do any of this, but...
That's what I'm giving a practical example. Maybe somebody takes some of his belt, and the belt is actually made from a real animal hide, and it wouldn't be a problem, a basar b'cholov.
If you could take, maybe you want to take chicken skins, and you want to cook them with, because you like chicken skins and milk. I don't know, it gives it, I don't know, is that what we're talking about? That's about chicken skins.
Right, this is, it has to be meat. Chicken is only midrabbanan, right? Basar oif is only midrabbanan.
No, he's saying, but if you had an animal that had a hide, like a chicken skin that you normally eat, then it might be different halacha.
Ah, so you're cooking that. Okay. But that would be a case of or. And then atzamos... Atzamos, we're saying all of these are potter. What's the problem with atzamos and bones?
Marrow.
So look at the Pischei Tshuva here, Sivkot and Tesvav. These cases, you're potter. That means it's also to do, but you're potter. I am berheitiv, I am beshut, shebesayv, sevim, and chesyakov, simitazayin, betavshil shokholov. If you had a milchige dish, you found in it a bone, and the bone had a hollow part in it. There was a hollow in the bone.
A human bone.
So yeah, I don't think it means it's totally hollow. It means I think there was a hole through it.
Yeah, no, I think it was no marrow.
Well, there was a hole through it. V'yesh lehistapik. The question was, dilma hayu b'seichei moyach. Maybe there was marrow in this bone beforehand. V'nameis, and it just got dissolved into the milchige stew. And therefore it's basar b'cholov. And as the bone itself is not a problem, but the marrow certainly should have a din of meat. But here the shaila really is, do you have to worry that maybe there was like that? V'nameis l'secha tavshel. And it dissolved into the tavshel. V'leka shishim tavshel. We know you don't have 60. Neged oisei hakolol shabetzim. You don't have 60. Keneged that hollow part of the bone. So it says the Minchas Yaakov here, it's osir. Why? The suffik isur der reis l'chumra. It's a sveker der reis l'chumra. It's basar b'cholov, so you have to be machmir. Vabeis lechem Yehuda, b'shailas tshuva shaloyzim etzareites hiter b'zeh d'loy machzikin an isura. Loy mashoy b'seichay moyach. You don't have to assume this kan nimtza, whatever you find now, you assume was here. You don't have to assume something had been there previously. Ma'im primigodim shatoma aleim darekan mashma da'at someis hakoshim b'loy moyach oishim ganke midrabonon. You see from over here, even though it's potter, it's you're not chayiv if you cook it, but it's certainly usher to do, and that's even regular bones that are without the moyach.
So this is the other case. They didn't do it purposely. It's already done.
Right.
So he's already saying they didn't mention it, so it should be a rabbanan anyway,
just the bones itself. So you forget about the problem of Mayach. Even if you don't want to say Machzikin in this, you have to assume there was this here, but the bones itself should be a problem. If you don't have Shishim connected the bones, which obviously you don't, because you don't need a Shishim connected the hollow part of it. So certainly Asim the Rabbanan, that's the Prima Gadim's, the Kasha on the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Oid Kosav Arbim Gadim Yesh Lestabalinian Or Becholov, hide or skins with milk, the Ein Ayala the Rabbanan, like the Mechaber saying here, Evshe Ba'oisin She'oireseyan Kibbesaron. You have those that its hide is like basar. Kigoin or hashalil, the or of the fetus. V'or shetachas ha'alyo, you have skin underneath the tail. V'or beis ha'boishes, skin from the that part of the animal, the beis ha'boishes. K'mash kosev Rambam, the shem adinim kibasar. Gamlin basar b'chol basar b'achil v'ano. Okay, that's the Prima Gadim's kasha.
What? Edible skin.
Okay. So we got him as a shiloh. When it says harakim over here, what's harakim going on? Is it going on everything that's mentioned? Or Gidim Atzamais, all of those are Rakim, and then maybe if it's hard, maybe the hard bones wouldn't be a problem at all. Maybe it's once it's been hardened, doesn't have a din, or maybe the skin that's hard, maybe it doesn't have a din of...
That's the skin is only super hard gilded, but the neck or whatever, but the regular gilded, you find sinew, whatever you call it,
yeah,
inside it, it's holding a piece of meat onto a thing, that's possible problem for everybody.
But if you're talking about just the gid itself,
tendons are possible. I could be wrong.
So, which gidim are we talking about here?
There are certain gidim that are kosher-like bones, so that therefore that. But gidim harakim for sure be like you see when you cut a piece of meat, half of a good piece of it is tendon.
The example you want to use is like when you get a turkey drumstick, you hold it down inside with the meat attached.
Yes, those are gidim.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for me to believe it. I thought that the gidim they mean are gidim more like bones. They're gidim in the neck. I'm just the Gemara, there's certain gidim in the neck that are hard like bones.
So let's
see how it could be
racking. Really? Let's see. Let me just see a second.
That's the idea you're wrong.
Actually becoming one today. Right?
New delicacy for the shul or I'm sorry to be a pain.
That's So that's why you're bothered about it, because the Darkei Tshuva brings.
No, then that's it.
That's why. So he brings here the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Ches. If you want to look it up, Mitzvah Ches Ois Beis. But Arichas, he declares, Im Yesh Gidim Koshim, Im Ra Gidim Koshim are not Asim B'cholim and Atayra, Avo Rakim Asurim and Atayra or not. He has that clear. Chemim B'Korchayim, Nistapik B'Zev V'Huva B'Darkei Tshuva. So that must have been where you got it from, the Darkei Tshuva. The Zayde. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the Gidim. Then Ikri Akarnayim. Yeah, Ikri Akarnayim. Right, the place where they're attached. The place they're attached to the skull. So there it's softer. So over there, that's the question, if it would be have a din of basar. If it would have a din of basar. The what?
The horn
itself. The horn itself would be like a bone, right. So it certainly wouldn't be. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Very good. So that's Siv Zayin. Okay? Siv Zayin. You have the Shlil, and then you have the Shilya, and the Ur, Gidim Atzamais. Okay, the only problem is the Mayach, the marrow, and the bones. That would be a problem. But the skins wouldn't be a problem.
Gelatin?
Yeah?
Gelatin is made from bones.
Gelatin is made from bones.
Made from bones. What?
Gelatin. Yeah, this is a shaila that goes back to the times of Reb Chaim Eiser. He was one of the first who spoke about it when it first came out. What the din of bones are. It's really from Simon Tzadi Tess. Do bones have the same status of the Isser itself? You have a bone, let's say, from an animal. This is a shaila that does have a din of busser. Right? And certainly if it has mayach, it would have the din of basar. As far as basar b'cholov, it's a kosher animal. Now you want to know, let's say you have bones from a non-kosher animal. The bones of a non-kosher animal, so there the Mechaber and Simon Tzadites talks about, let's say you cook up a piece of steak. You didn't realize one of the pieces of steak was not kosher. Right? So you obviously count the amount of meat that's on it. But the bone, what's the status of the bone? So the Mechaber brings over there that could be that the bone actually would have the same status as heter, that you have more heter now to be mevatel the iser. Because it's not basar, and therefore would not even have a din of iser at all. Right. And it will be considered as part of the heter. Yeah.
Kosher animal, kosher shechita, it goes on the bus or on the whole behemoth?
As far as what?
It doesn't. We use materials from non-kosher animal. Shechita, if we say it just applies to the basar, I mean, if it's atzamos or not basar, I guess if you're saying it goes for, but it's used for, if it's used for anything related to achila, then it comes under the din of shechita.
No, we're talking about these bones are from a non-kosher animal.
I understand.
So there's no shechita over there.
Right, which is why you can't use them in a hanana for a chila. Obviously, we use leather and all kinds of things come from non-kosher animals.
So right.
It's not a thing you hit. So therefore, what applies to the bones? Is, I'm just trying to clarify. It's davar achila. I mean, it's not but yet some also not basa.
Right.
You said that. So it's, then you have to simply anything that's davar achila.
You must have their ochel also. The bones and everything. If I took a crocodile bone and ate it, I put my belt in my mouth. Is there a problem?
No, but why? I'm trying to.
I thought that's what
you were saying. No, I was trying to understand why bones, if it's not basa, what's the isser on the bones?
Well, that's the question. Does the bone of a non-kosher animal have an issa to it?
Okay, so, if we can't use gelatin, we know it does.
Well, that's the shaila of Nizah
Nachrayna. So conceptually, yeah. We say, well, it's not basa, so it must be that because it's a devar achila, the issa comes onto it. Because it's not...
Why is it?
You're still saying you have to.
Why is it based on that?
Well, it's because they're not basa. So how does the disser pile on the atzamos, so the non-kosher animal? What's the disser?
Well, you would say anything from a non-kosher animal you're not allowed to eat.
Okay, that's my point. It's got to be, it's a chila, it's a din of chila that comes up.
Right, so the gelatin you actually do end up eating.
Right, if I want to use the bone for a baseball bat, there's no problem.
Right, that is true. That's what you're saying. Saying it's only restricted to eating, yes. But the gelatin case here, the truth is, we'll see, it does come up here in Sif Yud and Yud Aleph about the gelatin also. Because the truth is, it's not just the bones as it is, the gelatin, but in the process, it becomes to a point that it becomes kosher ke'etz, becomes so dried out, becomes hard like a piece of wood. And once it gets to that status, then our Acharonim want to say that at that point, it has no iser at all. And there's like no iser in a piece of wood. So that's, we'll see when we get to that in Sif Yud and Yud Aleph. Okay, let's go to Sif Ches. Yesh mi she'omer d'nesuvei d'chelba einu b'chlal mecholav. So we have two things over here. What we have is what's called in Simen Pei Aleph. We have mecholav. Mecholav, it's the watery milk. And then we have mecholav. It means it's one step removed from milk and two steps removed from milk. Mecholav has a din of cholav. And therefore mecholav you can't cook with basar. But mecholav, another step removed from the milk, that's okay to cook with basar.
It's a terminology. Right,
because the shiove cholov is not
made cholov. No, nisuve
cholov. So let's see what he says. Yesh mi shayim the nisuve de chalbo. What we call, I think, in the vernacular, we call this whey. W-H-E-Y. Whey. How do you make whey? Pirish, he says, cholov hamismetzes mikfoin hagvina. When you put in whatever rennet or whatever enzyme you're going to put in to produce the cheese from the milk, so you have your barrel of milk and you drop in your rennet, and then the part of the milk starts coagulating, kifayin agvina, and then what's left over, the liquid that's left over, the cholov hamismatzes, that cholov which is separated out from the coagulation, that is nishubi dechelba, that's way, and einam bechlal mecholov, that's not even mecholov, asura menatayra, that's regular milk. So he says, therefore, whey is regular milk, and if you're cooking with basar, you're being over basar b'cholav. Ela mecholav is what? Hainu aches she'osim agvina. After you already make cheese, and then you have the whey and the cheese, or the curds and the whey, so mevashlam hanesuvi, you take that liquid and you cook it up again, and it further dilutes it from where what it was before. There's still a more solid part that floats up towards the top. And then you're left with even a more watery substance. And zeu anikra mei cholav. That's called mei cholav. Okay, that's what he's calling over here.
So what's mei cholav?
Let's see, what's mei cholav? So let's see, the Shach says to look in Simen Pei Aleph Sif Hei. Yeah, Simen Pei Aleph Sif Hei. Let's see. He says here, Mei Ragle Behema V'Chaye HaTahirim V'Cholov U'Mei Cholov Shelohen. That's Mutter. Mei Cholov is Mutter. What we're saying here in Arsif, Mei Cholov is Mutter. And then V'Hu Adin L'Mei Mei Cholov Shelohen.
What is that?
What? Right, so look at the Shach Yud Beis, Sukkot and Yud Beis in Pei Aleph. The famous Gemara in Bechairis that asks, why is Cholav Mutter? Why? Why should it be Osir? Because we know anything that comes out of something that I can't eat has the same din as the thing itself. So if you milk a cow, I can't eat a cow as is until it's shechted. Otherwise the cow is Osir to eat. It's Osir because of Eve Menachai. So how could I eat, how could I drink milk? That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says we have a special pasuk that permits milk. Yala mikra the chol of shari. V'loi mitzer mishum Eve Menachai. Should be also Eve Menachai. It's a part of the animal, which is Osir mishum Menachai. V'das asar rishayna over here. The hu adin lamei chol. The Hainu Nesuve the Cholov. So here he's calling way May Cholov. Right? So the Das is Sarishua Din Lamei Cholov, that it's also Mutter. In other words, from a Avim and Achai standpoint, May Cholov is also Mutter. This is what we just had in our simon. After you make cheese, you then cook that way up. Right? So he's calling it something else. In Pesach, we're calling that Mecholov. He's calling that Mecholov, which is really it's a separate problem. In other words, there's one problem about cooking it with meat. So if you want to say that, let's say, whey has the din of cholov, you can't cook it with meat. But if it's already a step removed, it's mei cholov, then you cook it with meat. But now he has a different problem. If it's not cholov, so then you have a different problem on your hand. What's that? That you say eva menachai. You shouldn't be able to eat it at all. Forget about cooking it with meat. Right? So that's what the Shach is saying here. That that's called Meme Cholov, and he say even that still has the status of Cholov that's permissible to eat. So he continues, Va'ava Gavla Kamam Simen Peizayin Kosva Torah Machaber, Bahamavashu Beme Cholov. Potter, you see, you're allowed to cook with Meme Cholov, or what he's calling here Meme Cholov, right? And it is the cooking up of whey and the watery substance that's left over, the Machaber by Yosin Peizayin says you're allowed to cook that with the Basar, sounds like it doesn't have a din of cholov. Vimkein lav ki cholov dummy. Vimkein minolei lemishu mishumei v'menachai. So why should I be able to eat that leftover watery substance at all? There should be a problem by v'menachai. The haloi goli lankro de shari ela cholov. Right, so it's a catch 22. You tell me it's not cholov, so you're good. You're allowed to cook it with meat. The problem if it's not cholov, then I have no heter to eat it by itself because it's eva menachai. Only in terms of the Isser Basar B'Cholov. This is the Shitas HaRosh, he's going to say. Other Rishonim argue and say it's really Osir, but he's going with the Rosh, that only in terms of Basar B'Cholov it's not considered milk. The way it comes out of the cow, that milk you're not allowed to cook together with basar. Aval shar mili for other dinim have a bakal cholav lechol mili. It's still considered cholav, and it is. It's still even though it's just a. It's not. So again, if you have the cholav and then you make the curds and whey, and you take that whey and cook it up, and now you're left what's called mei cholav or mei mei cholav. So the reason why we have two different terminologies is because as far as basar b'cholav is concerned, it's considered mei cholav. It's not cholav anymore. And as far as Eva Menachai, he's saying it's still not a problem of Eva Menachai because it still does have the status of Cholov. So it sounds like we have it both ways. You consider Cholov that it's, even though it's only a byproduct of milk, it's still considered milk, and therefore you could eat it because the special pasuk that tells you you're allowed to eat milk is not Eva Menachai, but at the same time it's not Cholov about for the concern of Basar B'Cholov because of Lo Yisavash Shugadi B'Chalei B'Yimai. The Chain Kosev Harosh.
Why can't you just say, when the thing came out of the cow, it was not Eva Menachai? So now, since it's not Eva Menachai, regardless of the fact whatever I do to it now, and I non-cull of it, right? essentially it was not Eid Minichai when it started, so it can't revert back to Eid Minichai.
That's sort of what the Rosh, that's sort of what he is saying. That's what he's saying. I mean, you can eat it before and you can eat it now. It doesn't lose its status. Just with regard to the laws of Usher B'Kalam, so then it's lost its status. I mean, he's saying what you're saying.
Okay. What's the pasuk tell us? Would it have milk from a non-kosher animal? Non-shechted animal?
What's the pasuk?
Yeah, there was a pasuk. There was a pasuk. He didn't cite the pasuk. Did I miss it? We didn't cite it.
He didn't cite the pasuk. Do you want to know what the pasuk is? That's one pasuk.
Okay, bye.
B'chayris Tavav Amid Beis. You remember you learned Daf Yomi. V'chala behemet tahira minalan deshari. How do I know it's mutter? Ilay mimidas rachmana basa b'chalav. The fact that the Torah says basa b'chalav, you can't eat. Halachudei shari. Right? You're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav. Why would I think you're allowed to cook basa b'chalav? If chalav you're not allowed to eat, because eim menachai, why would I think? So that's one raya. Eim chalav l'chudei aser b'achilu mutter b'ana. But basa b'chalav b'ana nami aser. So that's not a raya. Good. Maybe it's aser to eat, but you could have hana. And then putting it together is also aser b'ana. So the Gemara concludes that how do we know this? Shimon Desheri Banam Shkach Zalmuk Abishulei Be'ela Midigoli Rachmana Be'psulei HaMukdashin Tizbach V'loi Giza and Basar V'loi Chalav. So chulin is mutter, right? What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Rak b'chol avas nafshcha tizbach v'chal de basar." Kivichas Hashem lekiach Hashem nasimcha. Tizbach v'legiza. You can shech the animal, but you can't shear its wool by things that were kachim that became pasul, so you can't bring it as a carbon, right? So you're allowed to shecht it, but you can't shear off the wool. Because it has din of hagdish and basar, you can eat its basar, but v'lay chalav. What's the drasha? V'lay chalav. You can only eat its basar, not chalav. But that's only psul mekdashin. Hadachulin shari. Yeah. V'ibay semayacha eret zavas chalav udvash. It says this is a land of flowing milk with honey. If not that, there was mutter to eat chalav and dvash. So then you're saying that Eretz Yisrael is praised with Eretz Zavas chalav and dvash, and it's something you can't even eat. So it's not much of a praise. Those are the two psukim that we have. Yeah? So that's what the Shach is saying. So you have a problem of maybe Evim and Achai, if you don't have a special pasuk to say that it's mutter. Kamash Malan, that this is considered still regular Chalav. What does the Shach continue here in Pei Aleph? V'li nira da'filo lehava b'chlal Chalav, l'chol mili. Even if you don't want to say it has the status of Chalav for every din, like kosher midi, it's still not a shver. Da'akochoch le'boi la'ashkuche b'shas heta l'cholav ela kihechid le'neima da'avik ma'eva menachai, k'may basa menachai. Aval le'bosar de'goli l'ankro de'cholav mutter m'kein sh'ma mina ha'de'kosav kro v'le'sechal nevishim ha'bosar shu'azor l'menachai da'avka bosar menachai shu'gufay sholchai is osar but m'kein koshkin ne'mei cholav ishari. So he's bringing a different heter. The Shach here is bringing a different heter. Okay, so back to Simon Pei Zayin. So what do we have here again? So we have Mesuve de Chalbu, which is whey, and that was saying has the status of Cholav in terms of Basar B'Cholav. And then we have the cooking up of the whey, which that already has the status of mecholav, and it'll be mutter to cook it with basar. And even so, it's not a problem of eva menachai of cholav.
Cut the asshole industrial.
Yeah.
What do you do with this May Pulver? The milk, will we use it industrially?
When they cook up the whey?
Yeah. Does anybody use it or just pour it out
I can't imagine they throw it away. Can't imagine. Huh?
When it says milk or milk byproducts, that's the byproducts.
That they add that to stuff. Yeah, but that would be the. So the truth is, does it have a din of what we call milky?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
No, but whey should have a milky. But maybe call of, right, they cook up the whey, that shouldn't have a din of milky.
No, wouldn't.
Right, this should not have a din of milk, that should be very powerful.
Right.
But I don't, all these foods that they make, you know, like the donuts and things, Entenmann's, I think they use whey.
Yeah, the whey.
And that's what they use. They don't use the May Khalaf.
It's still milk, but how come in hay it says a mechal of shalahen mutter?
Where are you?
Hay and
pei zayin?
Pei aleph.
Oh. Pei aleph. Yeah, oh, that's what we just saw, yeah?
It says chal of a mechal of shalahen mutter. You just said it's still milk.
Right, so that's what we're talking about, two different things over here. In Pei Aleph, we're talking about the din of Dvar Mayetzim and Achai. So we want to know, is that a problem of Eivim and Achai?
Okay.
So we say that Cholov is Mutter because of Eivim, not a problem of Eivim and Achai. And the same with Mei Cholov, which we call Whey. And Mei Cholov, which is from the cooking up of the Whey. That's as far as Eivim and Achai, it's not a problem. That's not a problem. But now we want to know, if it has a din of chalav, so then it should be also to cook with basar. Now that we're saying, that's only the first level removed, only if it's whey. But once it's cooked up, then it's mutter. Yeah. Okay, let's see one more sif. It's a small sif for today, and that's sif tests. What happens if you shecht an animal and... And what?
Milk
on the udder, we know, had its din of what's called chol of shchuta.
Yeah.
That the Gemara says chol of shchuta means it's chol of an animal that was already shechted. It means it was not milked. So that's chol of shchuta. That's an issur d'rabbanan. We want to know what happens if you shecht the animal. You take out, you're taking all the parts out, and then that stomach, the last stomach called the keva, you find milk. Where did that milk come from? What the animal drank. The animal drank milk. Right? I thought only cows eat grass and drink water. Apparently, huh?
No, cows don't.
Oh, the calf. The calf, they drank, they gave mother milk, or they fed it with a bottle. Okay. So they, you find in this cave, you find milk. So what's the status of this milk? So we have a three-way machloikis in the Rishonim. Either it's entirely usher, or it's entirely mutter. What's the third possibility?
Somewhere
in between. The other third possibility is that if it's liquid, then it's usher. But if already it's started to harden, then it's mutter. So those are the three opinions. Usher no matter what, mutter no matter what, or depends if it's a liquid or a solid. Says the Mechaba, Cholav anemtze bekeve, find Cholav in a keva, einoi Cholav. The first opinion is, that's the Rif and the Rambam, it does not have the status of milk, because it's already been digested by this cow. Umutl of Ashkel by Basar, you're allowed to even cook it with Basar. Afilu bitzolul Shabbat, even if it is liquidy. The other opinion is, V'yesh Misha Oyser, that's Taisus and the Rush, as we see here, V'cheinu. Again, the Rambam goes to the other extreme, V'yesh Misha Oyser, some say it's entirely Oser. Again, not differentiating between the liquid and the solid. So that if we see the Taz, let's take a look at the Taz Sifkat Zayin. V'yesh misha oiser. The ones who aser, the other opinion, the extreme opinion is v'yesh misha oiser perish b'tzalul dafka. If it is liquidy. V'hu l'das Rabbeinu Tam. So really, Rabbeinu Tam is this middle shita that if it's liquidy, then it's going to be also regular chalav. But if it's already karush, it's already been hardened, then it's going to be mutter. But now he says, "Bevarashi oisra afilu bekarush." Rashi would say, even if it's already hardened, this milk it's aser. V'le sfira le pirsha ba'almu. He does not hold like the Rif wanted to say by all milk, or the Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say by congealed milk that it's pirsha ba'almu. It's just regular, it's like dirt that doesn't have the status of food or milk. The Ramah is going like the middle shita. Sorry, I said before it's the other extreme. It's really, he's the middle shita of Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Marshal, Perikalabos, the Simikov Zayin, Pasuk Rashi, that all milk, no matter what stage it is, even if it's a karush, even if it's hardened, it's going to be aser. This is the Marshal says, Kula Gadela Lahate Bekarush. That will be a big leniency to permit Kurish. Who says how hard it has to be? Maybe even according to Rabbeinu Tam that permits Kurish, it has to be so hard that there's no even moisture of milk. So therefore the Marshal passes like Rashi that all milk that's found inside the cave of the animal would be usur. Not sure how practical this is if somebody has the cave in days, huh?
The ingredient that's used to making cheese, isn't this how you make it?
That's really from the cave itself.
But you put milk into the, you feed animals milk.
Yeah.
And then you extract from the stomach. And from the content of the stomach.
You kill the animal.
What?
You take it out. That's the process outside. Here's the actual process of the animal.
That's Sifyud.
Yeah.
That's Sifyud. Sifyud, yeah, is the rennet, yeah. Cholav animtsa bekeva, right? This milk found in the stomach of the cow. Lichatchila ein la'anichel bekeva. You shouldn't put it in achi yitztanen acholav azeich hakeva. B'dievet ein lochush achi nimlech bekevasa. Oy sha'omad b'yemechet osa la'mi deboi. You can't use it to be maimid cheese. And it's maimid cholav to make cheese out of it. But there, I think it's the cavity of the stomach itself. Or you take a piece of the skin and drop it into the milk. You think it's the milk itself? No.
It can actually use the milk.
Doesn't it acquire the taste of the walls of the stomach? Isn't that our problem?
With making cheese.
The milk in the cave, right, it acquired the taste of the stomach.
Well, it's much less than the
Okay, so next week we'll have to see next week. We'll get into this din of making the cheese with the kava. Okay.
I'll bring the kava.